A former member of the Reserve Bank Board has called on the RBA to intervene to lower the value of the Australian dollar. Warwick McKibben says central banks from around the world are increasing their holdings of Australian dollars, and that's forcing the currency higher. He says the Reserve Bank should supply dollars directly to other central banks and away from the market to limit the damage the higher Australian dollar is doing to the economy. Finance reporter David Taylor spoke to Professor McKibben a short time ago and started by asking if it's unusual for the Reserve Bank to influence the value of the local currency.
No, they're generally out of the market completely. The only transactions that are being undertaken to deal with financing the government's requirements, but generally unless there's a crisis, the bank doesn't touch the exchange rate.
And would you expect in recent Reserve Bank meetings that the issue of the higher Australian dollar has come up at some point?
I have no idea.
Now, in terms of managing the difficulty we've got at the moment with an elevated Australian dollar, perhaps higher than it should be given commodities prices are on the way down, how would you suggest the Reserve Bank deal with that?
Well, if it's purely a portfolio shift, so foreign central banks are buying Australian dollars to hold Australian dollars, then the Reserve Bank should just supply those Australian dollars and increase our reserves in the process. That's not a real economy effect that's going on. It's something in the financial sector, and that part of the strong dollar, I think, could be taken out.
Now, how is that different from a dirty float where the Reserve Bank allows the exchange rate to fluctuate within certain limits but doesn't allow it to go beyond those limits?
Because we're not dealing with transactions that are related to people's desire to buy and sell Australian products. We're dealing with a shift in preferences by foreign central banks just to hold Australian dollars. And so the answer is if they want more Australian dollars purely to hold those dollars, we should supply them and then we should make money out of doing so. It's very different to the strong currency coming from a mining boom and a commodity boom, etc. It's a totally different situation.
But regardless of what's pushing up the Australian dollar, by supplying more Aussie dollars to the market, you're effectively achieving the same result as managing the currency.
Well, you are, except in a sense, the fundamentals are driving the currency, whether when it's a commodity price shock or a demand shock or a supply shock. This is quite unique. This is where people just want to hold Australian dollars, and we should just supply those Australian dollars and not have it impact on relative prices in the Australian economy.
And are you essentially saying the Reserve Bank should stand up for itself?
No, I'm just saying that if foreign central banks want dollars, we should provide it, and that shouldn't be allowed to be provided through the market, which would drive up artificially the Australian dollar in excess of where it should be.
The ANU economics professor Warwick McKibben speaking with David Taylor.